Do you want to become a better songwriter? Well, we created a very simple 10-minute songwriter personality test, and it's going to help you better understand who you are as a writer, and it's going to help you in the writer's room when you're writing with other writers, because you're going to be able to identify what kind of writer they are. Maybe even have them take the songwriter personality test. If you're curious and you want to take the songwriter personality test today, just visit songwriterpersonalitytest.com or go to the link on the writingworship.co website.
Welcome to the Brave Podcast. We exist to answer the call to be what you need in the lives of kingdom-minded songwriters. We want to make a generational difference in the culture of the music industry by creating a place of belonging, learning, and launching.
Welcome back to the Brave Podcast.
Well, look at that.
Look at that.
We have a boy on here.
We do.
Yes.
I'm not from Michigan, so I won't say look at that.
But you talk like you do now that you've been married to me for 20 years.
I know. I can do the impression so well.
I know. Scary. Mm-hmm.
I know. Totally.
Well, can I share just a little bit about what's going on with Brave?
Absolutely, you can.
Yeah, we've had an opportunity to really look at our goals, our vision, and sort of how that looks in combination with writing worship. And so we've had many conversations about how that's going to work.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
Because while I've been working on the Brave side of things and the writing worship side, you've been running with that whole writing worship thing. Really, you and Amanda Blankenship.
You've been kind of just kind of walking along with writing worship, but I've been running.
Yes.
With Amanda.
Yes.
Blankenship, arm in arm.
Mm-hmm.
We've been kind of charging the hill.
Charging forward, yes.
And
it's been awesome because over the last year, let's talk about the resources that have been put together over the last year.
Yeah.
Or a couple years.
Well, the mentorship was the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's had two versions. The first version was a self-guided mentorship. And now it's really what it should be, which is a small group mentorship.
And how many have we had run through that?
Well, we've had 250 or so have gone through the mentorship.
Okay.
And then you wrote the book.
Yep.
Writing Worship.
Mm-hmm.
So once that released, we simultaneously released the audiobook version, the digital copy, which you can get for $9. Also, we've got the course, which is available now. That's on the Writing Worship community page. And then from the course, we launched, this is almost all in the last year.
This is COVID labor.
We released the Song Admin course with Holly Salazar.
Uh-huh.
We released the Writing Worship for Musicians course, which is all about the number system and how to play worship music. It's kind of a musician's approach to writing worship. And then we released, what else did we release?
You're getting ready to do the Dave Taylor one,
Yeah, we have the Dave Taylor streaming course, which is coming out in June. Mm-hmm. That's going to be really exciting. And then we have later in June, I think this podcast comes out in June, but that will be later in June.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, what else do we have?
The membership you guys have worked on.
Of course, we have the membership, which is really, really awesome. It's been a monthly membership. And then I think that's it. Am I missing something? I feel like I'm missing one major thing that I'm not.
No.
Remembering.
If you are, I forgot it too.
Yeah, I'll look
but
at it.
But that's a lot. I mean, that's a lot of resources. So you guys have been working on that. Of course, a lot of that content I worked on also for quite a while. 2 years, I think I was pouring out content.
Yeah, it's all birthed out of you.
We're sharing it. Now we're sharing everything. So that whole site is up and running. If you want to check it out and you haven't yet, it's writingworship.co.
That's right. Writing
and
worship.
You can find all of these resources there. Are you thinking of the songwriter personality test?
Well, that sort of starts it all. Most people start with the songwriter personality test and they kind of move through the journey of all of the other things. We've got the community. We started the community, which is very active on Facebook.
And Instagram.
The Instagram is very active as well. Yeah. Really, really active. We do worship lives there. We're all about championing. We're following It's really an outgrowth of the mission of Brave.
Right.
Which is championing songwriters and mm-hmm. educating songwriters and
yeah.
being in their corner and looking out for the next generation and all of that. Like, we carry all of those values into writing worship.
Right. Well, and you've been really behind the scenes in the Brave world the entire time it's been going.
Right.
So you have been part of the council, part of the guidance for that community for years.
Oh, yeah.
Even though you haven't been necessarily on the mic as much. Mm-hmm. However, people might hear more from you these days in this whole Brave podcast. And just really from that whole writing worship side of things, you've been a huge champion for songwriters. You coached me my entire songwriting career,
mm-hmm.
really. And you've been my feedback person, my everything this whole entire time.
I've listened to all however many thousand plus
songs. You've
heard
every single song I've written.
Yeah.
You might be the only person in the world, seriously.
Wow.
That's heard every song I've ever written.
I'm Chrissy's husband, by the way, in case that wasn't mentioned.
Yeah, and you're my husband.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, I'm excited about this next season because Brave is going to be working more closely with Writing Worship. And really, while they're going to remain sort of their own identities, so mm-hmm. Brave is really going to focus on that relationship piece.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, that's females because that's what we have available to us and that's what the need is. But eventually, there's room. If there's a male segment that arises, we're happy to include that as well. So,
it's been all females.
Yes. So far, Brave has been all females. We have room for guys too. We just don't have, at this point in time, really that interest going.
Right, right.
But the Brave is going to remain our relationship-focused piece.
It's going to be families too. I see yes. Brave as, I mean, all of the women and ladies have involved their families. Their husbands yes. are super supportive. Gone yes. on trips. We've gone on trips with you.
Yep.
And did all
part
of that.
The rest of this year, part of what we'll be doing is family worship nights, mm-hmm. including the whole family. So yeah. it's really that relationship piece. And then writing worship is our resource mm-hmm. arm.
Yep.
And then we'll do records on the other side. So relationships, resources, records. That's what we're all about.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how those things work together. Maybe some ways that you'll see writing worship and Brave partnering is, first of all, our conference.
Yes, this is the big announcement.
Hello. We haven't announced it yet.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I hear it. It's loud.
Okay.
Writing Worship Conference coming.
Dun, dun, dun.
September 20 through 22nd here in Nashville, Tennessee. We will mm-hmm. be setting that up for sale beginning of June.
Yes.
So save the date and then any of our social media platforms should have the information on that.
Yep.
So we'll be doing that together. We'll be doing some live worship nights together.
Yep. Writing days.
Writing days.
In the future.
And family worship nights. So yeah. those are kind of the ways we'll connect, although they will remain their own separate identities.
Good job, honey.
We did it, I think.
You
Is that
did
it?
Great. High
you guys
five.
Have no idea how many days that took to come to that conclusion.
It was a lot of work.
Yeah.
But it's very simplified. And I think yeah. most importantly, you are the vision person for this, and this is your vision.
Yeah.
And we needed to get it in line with where everything, all the take all the pieces, see what God
yeah.
is doing and follow him.
Yep. And not get ahead of him mm-hmm. and not get behind, but really he's always guided a step at a time. That's
yeah.
how he's always worked with this whole ministry. And I think this next season will be the same thing. So this year, the rest of this year, be watching for our events coming up. We may be doing also, we didn't say this, but obviously more together on the podcast as well.
Yeah.
So it'll all fall under kind of that same family.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, shall we dive into our interview today?
Yes, we shall.
All right. Well, I sat down recently, actually before I had COVID, mm-hmm. I sat down with Caleb.
Oh no, here we go. You're bringing up COVID.
Oh, I didn't mean to bring that up.
Oh gosh.
That's been quite a ride in the last month and a half. Caleb Holgerson from Worship Leader Coaching. He's got a great Instagram, great podcast.
Yes.
He joined us and he came on to talk about this awesome book that I've picked up from him called House Music. And it's really a book of song prompts. So if you're a songwriter, mm-hmm. especially a worship songwriter, and that's what it is. It's prompts for the worship songwriter.
Goes perfectly with our other resources.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had a great conversation and I thought you would really enjoy that. Stick around for after the interview. Chrissy and I have just a few little announcements and then we'll be done for this podcast.
Enjoy the interview.
Yep. Caleb Holgorsen, welcome to the Brave podcast and the Writing Worship podcast. Glad to have you here.
Thanks. It's good to be here. Excited to hang out. I feel like I've hit the big time on the Brave podcast. So it's cool.
Well, I don't know about big time, but we'll do our best to live up to those expectations. Maybe we should start there. You actually have a podcast yourself, right?
I do. It's called the Worship Leader Coaching Podcast, where I talk with worship leaders all over the country about different things that they're dealing with. And really just try to encourage other worship leaders, worship writers, worship musicians in anything. Because what I found was starting out as a worship leader, I had zero training. And I found that most of us are like that. I run into worship leaders all the time that, yeah, no, my pastor heard I played guitar, so he asked me to step on stage. And so I really made it a point to kind of something you guys talk about a lot, you know, be what you need. I tried to be what I needed. And so I've tried to resource worship leaders as best I can. And it's a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, you mentioned the be what you need. It's so funny. It's such a common thing that we find that in ministry, especially in the worship and the musician field, the rest of the church just doesn't get you guys, right? It's like they're trying to do ministry and, oh, okay, the musicians and the creatives, they're over there. We trust they have it all figured out. At least they can play an instrument and maybe they're a little tech savvy and they got it, right? But that's kind of one of the worst things you could do to somebody.
Yep, I think you're right. Yeah, there's a lot of times it's, yep, you guys take care of that. We don't know anything about it, so we just trust you. And you seem good at social media, so that probably means you're good at something, you know, so they just let you have it. So yeah, I think there's been a big desire from worship leaders, creatives, writers, everybody in the church to have that and to have that kind of community like what you guys have built, because it's just, it wasn't there for so long.
So tell me about worship leader coaching. Tell me about the origin story of that and why you have a heart to do that.
Yeah. So it started about 3 years ago. I started worship leader coaching as far as the coaching and consulting side of things that I get to do, working with worship leaders one-on-one. And that came after working at a couple of churches and realizing that I just really loved building up worship leaders and growing worship leaders. And so it actually started with a book called Becoming a Worship Pastor, which is just the idea of pastoring in worship rather than just leading songs, you know, lead people, don't lead songs. And so, and that came from just sitting down, trying to write down a couple of things that I wanted these worship leaders that I was discipling to learn, to grab onto. And so that turned into a book. And then after that, I went, okay, well, you know, people are still asking me questions after reading the book. So why don't I try to, you know, work with people one-on-one a little bit. And it just kind of went from there.
So you basically were discipling a fellow worship leader, or was he part of your church that you were currently serving in?
So the church I was at the time, I had two worship leaders working right under me, and we're opening a second campus. And so it's kind of, how can I prepare them to go and do this without somebody there or without somebody going, oh, hey, do this. Oh, yeah, do that. This is how you can lead well in this capacity, whatever. But yeah, I started with just a couple of worship leaders right there. And then I just love doing this. I love getting to see people come alive. I had a pastor tell me one time, I think I was going into my first like full-time ministry position. And he told me, Caleb, you're going to find people in your ministry that are under your leadership that are more anointed than you are. And you need to learn how to disciple them and how to move them forward. And when he first told me that, I was kind of annoyed because I didn't want anybody to be more anointed than me, right? You
know, like I know. Like, that's a little ego hit right there.
Right. I mean, it absolutely is. But I mean, in that first role, immediately I saw that. I saw, oh man, there are people here that are going to go further and do things that I can't ever do. And so I had to really learn, how can I pour into these people? And for me, it just started with, yeah, making a list of things of, hey, this is, he's really strong here, but he could use help here. She's really great here, but she's not very organized or whatever. And so just started to try to pinpoint those little things and work together to, you know, move forward in those areas.
Yeah, that's so cool. So when did you start to take an interest in songwriting specifically?
Yeah, so songwriting, I started, I mean, trying to impress girls with songwriting when I was, you know, like 12. So
I love the honesty.
Hey, you know.
Keeping it real here.
I try. Yeah, I tried to, you know, write some songs kind of as a teenager. And then really, probably, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago, I started working with a church that was writing for their church. And so I kind of got to be around some writers and some people that knew what they were doing, you know, and that was a really cool thing for me. And so just kind of took it all in and, you know, found kind of just a love for it. It's like putting together a puzzle for me, you know, and I really enjoy that about it, and found that it could be such a great tool for ministering for pastoring the church.
Right. Especially to write the songs that your church needs to hear specifically, right? Sometimes it can only be written there, or it's best expressed from within.
Absolutely. I mean, there's, you know, your church kind of has a unique language, right? I think you guys talk about like a mother tongue. Is that the way you guys phrase it? So that's something that I realized a while back was, you know, you have all these, you know, phrases that your pastor says all the time, or there is a scripture that your small group keeps going back to, or, you know, a promise that just keeps coming up. At the last church I served at, John 10:10 came up almost every weekend in some mm-hmm. form or fashion that would come up. And it wasn't a planned thing. It wasn't something that, hey, we got to make sure we quote, you know, Jesus gives life and life abundantly.
Right.
You know, but we just, it kept coming up, and you know, that's one of those things you can grab onto that because nobody else is speaking that language that uniquely. There are things that are happening in your body because you're your own unique kind of thumbprint of Jesus.
Yeah, that's so good, man. So as part of your podcast that you started to support worship leaders, you found that a lot of them were wanting to talk about writing songs for their congregations.
Yeah, I found worship leader after worship leader was going, hey, I want to do this and I don't know where to start. Or I'd have someone who would say, there's a bunch of people on my worship team that want to write songs. I'm not a songwriter. What do I do? How do I start this? And so I started just trying to give people places to begin as far as really practical tools, and then things as like worship too, right? You know, I try to stress that I'm a worshiper first and a writer second. And that's what I think we should all, you know, approach songwriting for writing worship songs, right? And so I started, you know, talking to them about worshiping and allowing yourself to just kind of sing out and sing from, you know, your heart, sing, you know, songs of the Spirit and let that kind of flow. And then, you know, tried to give some other practical things as well. You know, I'll give you a song prompt. Hey, write a song about this. You know, break off into different groups on your worship team. Get your couple of people together. Hey, you guys write a song about this prompt and you guys write a song about this one. Or give them the same prompt and see how different the songs are that come out of just the same verse or idea. I think that's one of the neatest things you can do is, you know, take, you know, two or three groups and say, hey, you're all going to write about this one idea and see just the vast difference in lyrical ideas that come.
I love the fact that you are an action taker. You have an idea and you follow it through. You've already published one book, and we're talking actually because you wrote a second one, right? Is this the second one that you've written?
This is the second one. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's called House Music, Prompts for the Worship Songwriter. I'd imagine that as you began to give some of these churches prompts, you collected them and you put them in the book. Tell me a little bit more about that. Like, what was the origin story of this book, and why did you feel such a passion to write a song prompt book?
Yeah. So, I mean, it really was just what you said. I mean, I was just collecting these ideas and And I realized it was helping me too, to be trying to help other people and come up with these ideas for them. And so I figured, well, I could write a song about this. I could write a song about that. And so I just kind of started making a list. And just as I talked with more worship leaders, I just grew the list and said, hey, this could be a, you know, a resource for somebody. And part of the intention with it was, yes, to write songs for your church, but also to kind of sharpen your craft while spending time with the Lord. It reads almost like a devotional, a lot of the song prompts do, mm-hmm. where they come out of scripture and there's, you know, questions that it asks you to kind of help you dig into the scripture, or things to pray about, things to go talk to somebody about, have a conversation about, that will just bring more content for songs, but also hopefully feed you spiritually.
Well, and I immediately go back of the book where you basically have a really nice organized index of different song prompts based on theme. So you have inspiration outside of scripture, scriptural inspiration or song prompts, prayer song prompts, use the phrase faith, fruit of the spirit, stories from scripture, the names of God, Easter, relationships with God, Christmas, God's perspective. It's really, really cool. Like, how many song prompts are in here?
I can't remember. I think it's 104, because my intention was you could write a song a week for the next 2 years. I think I landed at 104. I ended up taking a couple out and had a couple in last minute but I think 104. Yeah, you can write.
That's a lot of song prompts, yes. Folks. Yeah, but so if you don't mind, I'm going to read one.
Sure.
And I'd love to kind of just talk about, do you have a favorite or one that comes to mind that you maybe just used?
So I haven't actually written a song from this prompt yet, but I think it's challenging for people. And so I've really enjoyed it. It's one of the ones that's outside of scripture. I don't remember what page it's on or anything, but it write a song from a lesson from kids' church.
A lesson from kids' church?
Yeah. So find out, you know, what was happening in your kids' church at your church this week, and write a song about that, and even invite your kids or your, see if, you know, the kids' pastor will let you jump in there and hang out for a little bit and try to get them engaged in the songwriting.
Okay, so this is what it says. A lesson from kids' church. Do you have children? Does your church have a kids' ministry? Try writing a song that resonates with kids. Take last week's lesson and put it to melody. This will help you learn to write songs that are simple, catchy, and to the point. It will also teach your children to worship the Lord. You may even consider letting a child help you write it. So cool, man. And then, so that's kind of like your weekly song prompt.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So you can take that and you can, out of that, you know, you can come up with so many other ideas, right? Okay, well, what does Jesus say about children? Jesus loves babies, right? You know, have the children come to me. So go look in scripture for what Jesus had to say about kids. Think about, if you have children, I don't have children, but if you have children, you know, think about, you know, okay, how does, you know, God's love for me, you know, how is my love for my kids reflected? You know, all of that. I think it's just, so many things can come from that little idea that'll take you a week to dig through and to write about.
Yeah. But it prompts you to think about those things. And it's just a great kind of like trigger for inspiration when we sometimes feel dry. And that's why I love this book. I resonated with it right away. I feel like it resonates with our community so well, and I can't endorse it enough. Tell me, you said before we started recording, you mentioned that people have started sharing with you, the book just came out, but people have started sharing with you songs that they've written. That must be super rewarding. Tell me about that experience and what that's been like.
That's the neatest thing. One, because, you know, as a creator, right, you know, you can get this, you know, if you're a songwriter, if you're an author, if you make movies, if you make YouTube videos, whatever, you wonder if anybody cares. Right.
Right.
I think we all have that little bit of us, you know, that goes, is anybody really going to do this? Is anybody really going to watch this, read this, whatever? The first thing that, you know, someone picked it up in the first place, that's such a cool thing. That's such a blessing. And, you know, but then to see people reach out and say, hey, I just wrote this song and it came from this idea that you gave me. And I look at it and I go, I don't know how you got that great song out of this little idea. It's so cool to see what's happened so far. And the book's only been out 2 months, I think. So I'm excited to see more. And I ask people all the time, if I know they got the book, you know, I'm reaching out to them. Hey, have you written anything? Have you written anything? I want to know, you know.
You're like waiting at the door. Have you written anything yet? Anything yet? Nope. Okay, I'll be back in a week.
Right, that's right. But it's so much fun, yeah, to see songs come out of this, because that was the goal, was to help you write songs for your church and engage with the Lord in mighty and powerful way.
Yeah. Well, good on you, Caleb, as they say in Australia. Very good. I'm not Australian. I don't know why I said that.
Oh, but it's all right.
We have a lot of Australians around us. But anyway.
In Nashville, there are a lot of Australians.
I know. There are. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Caleb, how many songs are you writing right now, a week or a year? Are you using a lot of them in your congregation and your church, or what's happening with your songwriting?
Yeah, I try to write a couple a month. I wish I could write every day. I wish I could write every week, but it's just not always possible for me. But I try to write a couple a month. And this year, I've been really trying to co-write as much as possible, because that forces me to finish songs. You know, it makes you a better writer for so many reasons, but that was the number one thing for me, was I'll keep a song half written forever because I just, well, I like that chorus, and so I'm going to keep it, and then I'm not ever going to do anything else. And I have to bring it to somebody else and get others' input. And then at the church I'm currently at, I've introduced one song of mine, and I'll slowly introduce more. That's something that when it comes to my stuff, I like to implement it just when it really makes the most sense. You know, if I write for a specific sermon series, great. I'm going to introduce it. If there's certain people in my church dealing with something, you know, if healing is a big need in my church, okay, I'm going to write a song about healing, and then I'm going to implement it. So I place them just carefully wherever I can. But so I'm not, you know, doing a ton at my church right now, but I've also only been at this church for 6 months or so. So pretty fresh here. I will throw more in as I can.
Yeah. Are any of your songs available on Spotify or Apple Music that I could share in the show notes?
They're not.
So, come on, man.
I know. I've gotten to work on some songs with some churches, but there's no Caleb Holgerson things out there.
No Caleb brand right now.
Right. Okay. No, I've pretty much put all my promotional efforts into worship leader coaching. So I just let my songs kind of go into that. Yeah.
No, but you said you've written songs with churches that you've helped.
Yeah. So I worked a church plant there in Nashville, Bridges, Nashville. So I was there for the first 2 years of that church as the associate pastor there, and got to write with them. And I'm in a couple of the music videos on their stuff, things like that.
Really?
So that's been fun. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'd like to put one, maybe when we finish, I want to grab a link or get a link from you of something that I could just kind of put in the show notes.
Yeah.
And of course, we're going to put house music in the show notes.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I have a pre-release copy that you didn't sign for me, but that's okay.
Well, I'll send you one that doesn't have it. His copy has a band that says you can't resell it. So I'll send you one that doesn't have that band on it, and I'll sign that one.
No, not necessary, man. Sell it to somebody else. But good stuff. So you've got that. That's available on Amazon.
On Amazon or at my website, worshipleader.me.
Okay. Worshipleader.me is where everything is related to worship leader coaching and you. Is that right?
Yep. That's exactly right.
Fantastic. And on Instagram?
At Worship Leader Coaching.
At Worship Leader Coaching.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff. Caleb, this is super great. Thank you for making this resource and your obedience to it. I'm super excited to share this with our Writing Worship and our Brave community. I hope you guys connect with Caleb and share the songs that you've written as a result of these prompts. We couldn't have put together a better resource than this. So I really appreciate him promoting it. Yeah, absolutely,
that's
Caleb.
Very kind of you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. It's been so much fun.
You bet. Oh, man, I love that guy. So much fun and great to have him on
and talking about that
house music book, Prompts for the Worship Songwriter. You all got to get it. Thanks, Caleb. So we told you there'd be just a few little announcements. So next week, you're probably wondering, how did the Brave Worship
recording go?
The thing that we've been talking about.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, how did that go? Well, you're going to have to wait. We've got a few little conversations coming up that you're bringing on. Emily and Rachel are coming on. You guys are going to talk about all about that, break that down, play by play. And then I had a conversation actually the day before. I just, the day before the event, I'd been diagnosed. No, was it the day before or the day after? I don't remember. But right around that time, Shane Stillwell and his wife, Katrina, came to town. He was our big donor for the week, and we gave him the VIP treatment as part of our pledge and part of the whole donation program that we did. So Shane came on the podcast. Shane and Katrina came on the podcast. He and I and Katrina had a great conversation. So that's next. The next episode will be all about the Brave Worship recording, right?
Yes. Can't wait to hear more.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And then you'll hear more about the Writing Worship Conference that's coming up in September.
20th Remember, through the 22nd.
September 20th through the 22nd. Save the date. Announcements coming in June. All right. Is that it?
That's it.
Let's get out of here and do this. Let's finish this up.
You're sounding end like it. Wacko radio, end honey. It, you sound like us. Your old radio shows you used to do.
End it for us.
W-A-C-K-O.
Wacko radio. No, seriously.
Okay. For real?
For real.
All right, guys. We'll hope to see you on the next podcast. Hope you enjoyed this one and can't wait to see you at the conference.
Bye-bye. Calendar.
You just said to end it and then you ended it.
Oh, sorry. Calendar. If you'd like to learn more about resources available for songwriters, men and women, go to writingworship.co. Follow us at Writing Worship on Instagram. And join our active community on Facebook, the Writing Worship Community.
The times I've grown most as a songwriter are the times I've had mentors showing me the way. If you're looking to grow as a songwriter, we're now accepting applications for our Worship Songwriter Mentorship. Now, it's available only a few times each year. The Worship Songwriter Mentorship is a songwriting intensive that will help you craft impactful worship songs. It's a course created by Dove Award-winning and Grammy-nominated, drumroll here please, our founder, pro songwriter Chrissy Nordoff. It's a small group community, and it's led by other songwriters over the course of 9 weeks. It's an intensive course in a small group co-writing environment, and that means you'll be added to a special group of about 12 writers, give or take. Each group is led by experienced songwriters, some of them my dear, dear friends, and I've even gotten to lead a group or two. Rachel here, by the way. We love the church, and we love to champion fellow worship songwriters just like yourself. In this mentorship, you'll learn how to write songs for you and your congregation. You'll go deeper in your intimacy with Jesus. You'll get the tools needed to help craft songs more easily and never run out of creative ideas. Okay, I know it sounds too good to be true, but trust me, this course is a game changer. You'll learn how to leverage your unique songwriting personality and connect with other like-minded writers in a meaningful way. Truly, I can't think of another course, group of people, community that has impacted my songwriting the way that this mentorship has. If you're wanting to take the next steps in your songwriting journey, then apply now at the link in our show notes. We hope to see you there.